Delighted to say Conor Mangan from the European Tour joined us in our commentary position here. Conor, delighted to have you on Highland. Great to talk to you.
Thank you very much, Eugene. Absolute pleasure to be invited here.
Yeah, I suppose you're a Dublin man, so you are. How did you end up with the European Tour? That's the first question I'll ask you.
It goes back a long, long time. So I grew up in Portmarnock. I started caddying when the golf bags were still taller than me. Yeah. And I absolutely loved golf from the get-go. My dad was hugely passionate about it. The whole family remain very passionate about it. They're currently on the fairways of Clontarf Golf Club right now. After I did an undergraduate in Dublin, I started looking at jobs in the sports industry. So I looked at the PGA Tour, the European Tour, and Nike. And then just by chance, about 3 years ago, over Christmas, was looking at a few job sites and came across an advertisement for a job in the European Tour. And with, an awful lot of confidence, which I suppose I didn't think I had, I went for it. Thought it would be great to go over and do the interview in Wentworth, and I now find myself 2.5 years into a very exciting role with the tour.
Yeah, so what exactly is your role? I know you're under Simon Ellis, so what is your staff of the tour? What is your actual role with them?
So my role is marketing manager. Yeah. And so the Irish Open is one of about a dozen events that I work on. Most of them are in Europe. There's a couple that are outside it, and my job's to basically help promote each of those events to be heard and by as many people as possible, so they're as excited as they can be in attending the event. We're, I suppose, responsible for ensuring that as many people come through the gates as they can. So there's a financial responsibility on our heads, but more than anything, it's actually to make sure that those who come to the event aren't just golfers, that you're looking outside the windows of the media centre now, and there's people coming in who are here, some for the music this evening, some because there's great weather and there's brilliant food and drink on offer and it's a great day out. And so our job hinges on making sure that this is a really appealing event as opposed to just a golf tournament.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and what has the reaction been so far for you, and has it turned out to be a bit of a marketing dream then, Ballyliffin, for you?
Yes, it has actually. I think you took the words right out of my mouth. Yeah. When we started looking at Ballyliffin, when we got the news that this is where we were going to, we very much felt that it was going to be a challenge. There's very few events we do that aren't a challenge, but I think we looked at the proximity of the venue relative to a significant population base, and we knew we had a challenge on our hands. But enormous credit has to go to, in particular, John Farran, in Ballyliffin Golf Club, who you've had on this week. The County Council, both Derry and Donegal, have been fantastic to work with, but the community has really gotten behind the event. And as a result, when we walk around the fairways now, not only are we met with kind of huge amounts of people, but there's also huge enthusiasm for the event, whereas previously what you might have is loads of Titleist hats coming in through the mm-hmm. gates. Here what we have is a huge number of Donegal GAA jerseys, and for us, particularly as Irishmen who work at the tour and work on the Irish Open, that's even more exciting.
Yeah, doesn't Donegal and all its glory, and we've seen with the pictures of what it looked like on the television this week, it's really, really set the place off. And from a tour point of view, yes, you did say it's a marketing dream, but by all accounts, the response has been very, very good on all levels right across the board. So it has, because the numbers are here and the event has run smoothly for you.
It's been really fantastic. Yeah. We had targets, obviously, we set ourselves 12 months ago in terms of what we thought we could achieve in terms of numbers and then revenue. Both have been smashed. Even the turnout on a Sunday is significantly higher than we thought it was. The last 4 days were so good that we thought we'd be very happy if we kind of just met our numbers for Sunday, but I think we're absolutely going to smash through the 23,000 figure that we achieved yesterday, and that's a huge credit, not just to kind of the show that's been put on TV by Sky Sports and the beautiful pictures that you see from the planes overhead, but also to the enthusiasm of the local market.
Mm-hmm. So then the next point is going to be, I know you can't officially say or confirm anything, but what would have been a bit of nerves and maybe trepidation coming with hosting an event, as you said, with the new venue. Ballyliffin has ticked all the boxes. That's an event we could see return at some stage here.
I wish it was my decision. I wish, yeah, I could go and give you a thumbs up straight away. I think Donegal and Ballyliffin have shown their teeth. They're more than capable of staging an incredible golf event. This isn't a small event on the European Tour schedule. This is a roller Rolex Series event, and there's a lot of prize money that goes with it. There's a lot of good players that are expected to turn up and have turned up, and there's absolutely no doubt that this is a venue capable of holding one of the biggest and best events in the world. It's just done that, and I'm sure we'd all love to see it come back up. I can speak for on behalf of the tour and say it's been a privilege to be here. Like we've even the players are turning around saying we hadn't heard about it before, but God, it's on our radar now. It's a really, really good event.
Yeah, and finally then, you're watching the players and how the action's going. We have the South African Eric Van Rooyen leading the way. Is he the man's going to win it? I know we've still a couple hours to go here, but he's in pole position.
He is. And you've got to think at some stage the nerves might get to him a little bit. He's faltered a small bit on the front line, but he seems quite calm, quite relaxed, composed. I felt Danny Willett might have had a chance at the start of the day if he'd gotten off to a hot start, but it looks like Van Rooyen is in control. It'll be a great back nine. It'll be really, really exciting to watch it. I know the wind has picked up a little bit. It's probably one of the easiest weeks Ballyliffin has ever shown in terms of weather, which is brilliant when it goes into 600 million households. But it means, I suppose, the back nine now is going to be hopefully a birdie fest rather than a bogey nightmare for the players.
Yeah, Conor, many thanks for joining us. And I know we spoke by email a number of times over the last few months, but it's great to eventually meet you and sit down and have a talk with you. And we are delighted to be part of this event, so we are, and we appreciate everything that you've done for us.
Thank you very much, Eugene. I know it's brilliant to get local radio and local businesses involved in the promotion of the event. All at Highland have done a brilliant job helping to promote this event. You're part of the reasons the numbers are so big. You're part of the reasons that everyone's following the traffic instructions and that everything's moving so smoothly. So a huge credit to you and the team back at base, and thank you again for all your help and support. Yep.